Lacy, I have a motion by Councilman Reddickville, seconded by Councilwoman Gray, to come out of executive session. Call for the question.
Councilman Corn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddickville?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gorman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We're out of executive. We don't have any motions coming out of executive. At this time, I'd just like to ask one question. Second Chair, is there any necessary I need to make an announcement for our scholarships?
Yes, yes. Scholarship, I'll pass that over to Councilman Reddickville. He's the chairman, and we visited earlier.
Thank you, Second Chair. We talked about it before.
Yes, sir.
Secretary Yates told me, consulted with me about August 1st is the deadline.
Yes, sir. August 1st for our deadline for our Wetonka scholarship.
Yeah, as far as I know, we have one applicant. In the meantime, we can, I think we want to advertise it on social media, is that correct?
Yes.
Facebook, things like that. That's where we're at right now. If we don't get any more applicants, we'll review that future after August 1st.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just want to have that clarity out to our constituency. I'd like to go under old business, update letter requesting well records. Councilwoman Corn?
I had, when we saw the response from the superintendent about what well records she was going to supply us, it was just the 139s and the 208s, and I said, and I asked somebody, I forget who, you know, what do we ask for? And Paul, Councilmember Rebar made the comment to all of us that we really need more well records than just those two forms. So, and I'm going to let him explain, since he's the expert, about the well records that we need. But I would like to, revise our letter request to include the other well records he's going to tell us about.
There was one of these letters, maybe from Richard Winlock. I didn't know if it was a typo or not, but I think it was addressing these well, the 139s and 208s.
Excuse me.
For leases that were currently held by production, what his letter said. And I don't know if he meant to say expired leases or open acreage instead of producing. The superintendent's always told us we have the well records of leases, of tracts that are not currently under lease. So it doesn't even include our open acreage, which is the whole purpose of these well records, so that we can have a lease sale and provide well records for the lease sale. So I'd like clarification of that. Did you mean open acreage, or did you actually mean producing properties and only the producing properties?
Well, we're starting off with those. It doesn't mean we're not going to do all of them.
The producing properties?
Right.
Well, I think Chairman Yates' concern was having these records for this township for the available acreage so that we can, you know, promote it for lease. So anyway, with that being said, I just maybe that's not fair. But the well records, the 139s and 208s are critical, and we certainly need them. But so are the electric logs, the radioactivity log, gain array, strip log, basically everything in the well record.
Well, we're just starting
in a
go ahead.
Yeah, everything, you know, you maintain, of course you maintain a lease file with proprietary or confidential information like the old gas lease, assignments, division orders, correspondence. But when we say well records, I'm talking about the other folder. One folder's got the electric logs in it. The other folder's got everything. Some of our producers, Well, even supply stuff that's not even required. They may send in their daily completion report, it gives the blow-by-blow, you know, start at 7 a.m. on the first morning of the operation, and gives hourly by hourly detail what they did. So anyway, I just think that I'd like for our chairman to write a new letter of request and request all the well records in that folder for these tracks that we're talking about, and not just the 139 and the 208.
Is that a motion?
I'm done.
Okay, I second it if that's a motion.
Oh.
Is that a form of a motion?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Second. Yes, sir.
And we're intending to provide all that information. We picked the point to start, and the township to start, and to start scanning and digitizing all the records.
But do we need to alter our blank? Do we need to read? I think we still need the formality of making the request.
Yeah, you said request. I mean, we're planning on digitizing all that information anyway.
Councilwoman Foreman.
I would just like to add, the original letter only asked for the 139 and the 208. So I think it's knowing how important documentation is to the BIA, it was to me when I was in the corporate world. I think we need to revise our letter request to include everything you put in your document.
That's what my motion is for.
Yes, sir. Council.
Call for the question.
Yes, sir. We have a motion on the floor by Councilman Revar, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman. Discussion, Superintendent.
I just want to let everybody know that there are leases that have expired or terminated. That information has been sent off to the Record Center. So we do intend to provide you what we've got.
Do you have a copy of that drive and effort? Did you scan it before you sent it?
I think we basically identified it and sent it to them, and then they send us back something saying that they've got it.
Councilman Redford.
Call for the question.
Let me just add one thing. I was tasked with not the information request, but the area. And so I did pick an area that I thought was very important to the Osage. And once the federal government gets to looking at it, it's pretty involved, because it takes in 27.5, 27.7, 27.6, North Burbank unit, and then some of our newer areas up on the 4-acre area, and the Blackland area, which is some of our newer, more productive area that Petro River's been dealing with. So that was,
yes, sir.
I was tasked with only the area.
Question.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Drake?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, under old business, we do a discussion preparing summary of Department of Interior meeting and the Osage Nation Congress meeting. Councilman Revard, I would like to first off start with that. This was a listening session over the items we had met with. It was not a call meeting. Councilman Revard.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I just thought, like many of you all, if not all of you, are being contacted by our head right owners and others. And I think it's pretty active on social media. A lot of questions concerning the tariff. I just felt like we as a council need to put on our website what occurred last week on the 11th, and then when we met with Congress the following day, there's all kinds of speculation,
yes,
and misinformation, and I just think as a council we should clarify that. I think we need to tell our headline owners what the heck's going on, and whether or not we want to each have the opportunity to submit our opinion at this point, that might be a consideration.
It is.
If they want to know what each of us think, because that's what they're calling me, what do you think? What do you think? And some of the stuff repeated to me is erroneous.
That's right.
Where do you get that? Well, because so-and-so said it, I said, no, that's not what he said, or not what he meant. We just need clarification, we need it out there, they deserve to know, this affects them, as much as it does each of us. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that just a recommendation, suggestion, that we publish something for all our hearing owners to read.
Can I add something to that?
No, let me talk for just real quick over the IT, in which we were actually discussing this. I think that our newsletter is exactly that, there will be, of course, some comments from the chair, but I think we need to go into reflection of our comments on the website. I think that can be done right now, is allow the council to send it in, and to completely take care of the situation that you brought up. The Tribal Energy Resource Agreement, we do not have one prepared. We are not preparing one until we get the official rollout from the United States government. We do have to look at the options. I had a wonderful meeting Friday with all my Osage people. It was called the Osage Nation. We didn't have a meeting because we're going to have to get together more often. I told them that they're going to be, the next meeting is when we roll out against Denel. And with that being said, is that I appreciate it. And if you want to make those comments now, we'll put them up on the website immediately. But if we have enough of them, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, that's going to knock out your expo big picture in ours when we get to the newsletter. Thank you. I was going to hide you up front, brother, because I had to take you off the last. Yeah. Councilwoman.
I think I like that idea because I really need to say, you know, what Tara is not. Tara is not going to take away their head rights. Tara is not going to, like I heard someone say, they would go to the nation and they're going to be in the chief. I think that we have to just be careful with our statement, but I'd also say this is what Tara is in the most basic form, and that this is the process. We've got September 3rd. We've got a comment period that's ongoing, and that way, but I also think to say what, because you said, you know, like a lot of the information was erroneous, and absolutely. So I do caution, because then no matter what you say, they're gonna, there's just the, you know, comments and no that will always be there. But I think that's the beauty of the free press here, our Facebook page. You know.
I think our comments, if I may,
yes,
could address the ones we already know. We already know there's certain misconceptions, and we should hit them head on and explain it. Those that we already know, there's probably going to be more that we don't know.
Correct.
But I just think that we need to get something out there and not have to wait for the newsletter.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's out there. It's my public comments on your behalf. There's so many excellent efforts into that comment, and I think you could just add to it. Second chair, please.
When is the newsletter due out next?
I can answer that right now. We're waiting on the chairman's comments, and we had a meeting, when was it? Just the other day, 2 days ago.
Monday.
We had IT and media committee, and we talked about chairman having those comments that will go out. I believe we've already got the article, the EOR on yours, we got that. We got to save the date. We've got all the components. We just have to put it together, and hopefully, we wanted to get it out mid-month this month, but with all the information we just got, it's just going to take a little
bit. I'd suggest something on this terror. That would be probably the most important thing to be in that.
Yes, sir.
It's some sort of a statement on the process and what it involves, and you know, what we've learned, and maybe even the links to where they can go on their own to these websites and look at it themselves.
I've already assisted Amy in doing exactly that. Okay. Thank you, Council. Go ahead.
Can we share the handout that we received from the meeting on the 11th? Could we maybe have some way of scanning that and posting it, because it, on the cover of that information that we were provided, there was a whole bunch of topics
mean that length?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
One of the things they passed out would answer a lot of these questions, what it is and what it isn't.
Right.
If we could scale.
You mean my new Bible I'm carrying?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Anyway.
This will be part of my report. And actually, I have that. Is there any more comments? With that being said, minute meetings, are we prepared for that? Did I refresh them and get them?
I think, did you say refresh them? Would take a minute for me to.
Chairman, yes. Yes, counsel.
Make the motion to approve the minutes.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Rayhorn, seconded by Councilman Red Eagle to approve our minutes. That's a John Deere Z-Track, Z90. Any other discussion? Call for question. Yes.
Secretary Gates.
I hate to abstain, this time I have not read the minutes, so I will abstain. Thank you.
Councilwoman Porter.
I have to abstain, they're not on the agenda, I'm not going to change them.
They're on my agenda.
On my agenda, but they're not.
I did refresh them earlier, but I still have to abstain.
Yes, dear.
I think we took about 2 to 3 minutes to review them, I think we could get them out, because I haven't finished reading them, I didn't abstain. We're not going to have a pass, which is good.
Councilwoman Gray.
Abstain.
Councilman Rayhorn.
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle.
Yes.
Councilman Rayhorn.
Yes.
Am I the tie?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 4 yeses, 0 noes.
So it looks like we're going to next meeting. Fails.
Just to put point of order.
Yes.
I think when you abstain, that vote doesn't count.
Yeah, it passes.
It gets pushed to the side. So then you take the vote of 5 people that did vote.
So it's a little wrong. Are you good with that? Then it will pass with the 4 votes. Thank you, counsel. Yes, sir.
4 yeses.
Or 1 pass.
Yes, sir. That's the question I'm just getting ready to ask.
Yeah, pass.
Thank you. Council, I'd like to motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Gray, seconded by Councilman Red Eagle. Motion to adjourn. No discussion. Call for question. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Secretary
Yes.
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray.
Yes.
Councilman Rayhorn.
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle.
Yes.
Councilman Rebar.
Yes.
Yes. Before we quit, the comment letter that we had sent out on behalf of council over the terror, and then also it had some other elements in concisively, I'll add NL and AB and B to my comments for the newsletter.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you for lunch.
Oh, you're just welcome.
Ladies, thank you very much.